We're talking high school football here on KSOM as we gear up for another season. Talking now with the head coach for Neola Tri-Center, Ryan Schroeder, here on KSOM Radio. And, Coach, how are you feeling about practice and how things have been going so far this season?
I feel pretty good. We got a lot of guys coming back, a lot of returning starters. So things have been going pretty well. You know, it always helps when you get all your guys back. You don't have to, you know, start from scratch again. So things have been going pretty well. Had a really good practice last night. Got warm again, but that's okay. Feels like football weather. So feeling pretty good, actually.
What were some of the things that highlighted your summer and off season for the guys?
You know, just a lot of guys putting in work. We got a lot of guys back and a lot of guys that got a lot of time on Friday night last year. So that, you know, that always makes them maybe just a little bit hungrier going into the summer, you know, to get work done and seen some real good things in 7-on-7 this and team camp this summer. So those were exciting things to see, and the growth in the kids and how hard they're working.
This team 3-6 a year ago, 4-5 before that, 5-4. So you've been hovering right around kind of the same mark here the last few years. How have you felt about just the attitude of the boys and how hungry they are coming into this season?
Oh, I feel really good about it. You know, that we always, you know, like you said, our record hasn't been great the last few years, but you know, district play, we're always in that top three, top four. And we always schedule tough non-district games and to get us ready for the season. So, you know, the boys realize, you know, we play in a really tough district and always seem to do pretty well. So they're pretty excited about the season coming up.
Yeah, I mean, well, you've been in games, played Logan Magnolia tough. You played Kingsley Pearson tough. You played Woodbury Central fairly tough. And just been on the short end of the stick in those ball games. What do you feel like you need to do overall? Is there an overall thing you need to focus on this year to try and get over that hump and turn those close losses into close wins?
Yeah, and I told the boys exactly that last year. You know, it's just maybe, you know, take it to the next level. We've been at this level, and, you know, we know how to do it. We just got to get over that hump, and it's going to take a little bit of extra effort. It's going to take a little bit of extra work and you know, the right mindset, and we'll get there.
What are some of the key positions that you have competition on going on in practice before the season starts?
We got some competition on the defensive side of the ball at defensive end. We got some guys working really hard there. We're pretty set at defensive tackle, and our linebackers are pretty set. Maybe a little bit of work in the secondary as far as guys battling for position. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you know, we got two guys that are, you know, more than capable of playing quarterback, and they're both getting good reps. So that's probably the biggest competition on that side of the ball. Everything else is pretty set.
Who are the two guys vying for the quarterback spot?
We got junior Kale Witt and sophomore AJ Harder that are battling for that right now.
Very good. I'm sure you're excited though with Carter. I guess it's Carter Kunze. Is that how you pronounce that?
Carter Kunze.
Kunze, yeah, Kunze. Well, I mean, he ran for over 1,100 yards. I better learn how to pronounce his name. obviously, that's a great guy that you can build around going into next year, and in a receiver in Zach Nelson, who has an easier name to pronounce and a difficult way to cover. With those two guys on offense, that's got to make you excited.
Oh yeah, we're excited for sure. You know, Carter's been he works hard. He's a three-star athlete and real good track athlete, real good baseball player, and you know, likes to spend time in the weight room with me and works really hard. So we're excited about what he's going to do. And Zach Nelson, he's just a natural talent. Does a lot of things right from that receiver position. So very excited about both those guys coming up this season.
And overall, what are some of the things you really enjoy about this time of the year?
Just getting together back with the kids. You know, I see a lot of them over the summer, you know, but you know, to get back together with a new group and the incoming freshman class that I got. You know, they're a great bunch of kids and working hard and doing the things they need to do on the scout team level to make the varsity better. So you never know what that new group's going to bring. And I've been very pleased with that new group of freshmen and just seeing the leadership out of the older guys has made it really enjoyable for me.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and certainly let's hope that there's some success for the Tri-Center Trojans this year. Thanks so much.
Well, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Ryan Schroeder, head coach for Neola Tri-Center, with us here on KSOM.